From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
's broadcast. The blockade of a ballot counting center in Seoul's Songpa district over Election Day ballot shortages enters its fifth day. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and Chinese President Xi Jinping agree to expand cooperation during summit talks in Pyongyang. And President Lee Jae-myung departs for a tour of Europe ahead of the G7 summit in France. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Eileen Cahill. The blockade of a ballot counting center in Seoul's Songpa district, related to ballot shortages during the June 3rd local elections, has entered its fifth day. Police estimated that the crowd gathered at the SK Olympic Handball Gymnasium, which was the designated counting center in the district, had fallen from more than 10,000 as of 10:30 p.m. Monday to around 380 as of 11:30 a.m. Tuesday. The size of the crowd has fluctuated, with most of the protesters in their 20s and 30s leaving during the day and returning to the rally past 7 p.m. The protesters claim ballot shortages violated their constitutional rights and are demanding a revote, with chanting about alleged election rigging heard among some in the crowd. Meanwhile, the National Election Commission has raised the tally of voting centers that ran out of ballots during the June 3rd local elections from the previously reported 50 to 91. The ruling Democratic Party has designated the June 3rd local election ballot shortages as a disaster that fatally damaged democracy and political rights and pledged to swiftly seek a parliamentary investigation. DP floor leader Han Byung-do said at a floor leadership meeting Tuesday that the ruling side will seek a plenary session this week to introduce plans for the parliamentary probe, and that if necessary, it will push to revise the Public Official Election Act and the Election Commission Act. Main opposition People Power Party leader Jang Dong-hyuk, on the other hand, has called on the National Election Commission to declare the June 3rd elections null and void and to hold a revote under a special law. During a press conference at the National Assembly on Tuesday, Chang said cases of candidates winning the exact same number of votes in early voting were verified in 12 regions, and that the matter should be looked at by a special prosecutor. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and Chinese President Xi Jinping agreed to expand cooperation during summit talks in Pyongyang on Monday. The North state-run Korean Central News Agency said Tuesday that the two leaders agreed to more closely engage in strategic communication through high-level exchanges and to open a new chapter of development in bilateral ties by expanding overall cooperation. The KCNA said Kim and Xi agreed to hold an event together next month to mark the 65th anniversary of their Treaty of Friendship, Cooperation, and Mutual Assistance, and added that the leaders had reached a consensus to enhance strategic cooperation, firmly protect each other's sovereignty, security, and interests, and to jointly defend regional and global peace and development. The North Korean leader said he intends to prioritize friendly relations between the two countries and to exert his full efforts on strengthening and developing their ties into a special, honest, and stable strategic relationship. The Chinese president, for his part, affirmed the Communist Party and the Chinese government's unwavering commitment to their traditionally friendly ties, as well as a decision to defend both sides' shared interests. President Lee Jae-myung departed Tuesday for a tour of European countries ahead of his attendance at the Group of Seven summit in Evian, France. The presidential office said Lee's visits to Belgium, Italy, the Vatican, and France over the 10-day trip are part of a strategy to establish South Korea's status as a responsible global powerhouse. In Brussels on Wednesday, Lee will hold summit talks with Prime Minister Bart De Wever on ways to promote bilateral trade and expand business cooperation, and with European Council President Antonio Costa and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen on trade and security. The South Korean leader will make a state visit to Italy at the invitation of Italian President Sergio Mattarella, where he will meet the President and Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni for summit talks. This coming Sunday and Monday, Yi will visit the Vatican to meet with Pope Leo XIV and Secretary of State Cardinal Pietro Parolin for discussions about peace on the Korean Peninsula and around the world. Police have raided the South Gyeongsang provincial government complex over allegations that deepfake content was used and public officials violated the Public Official Election Act in the June 3rd re-election campaign of Governor Park Wan-soo of the main opposition People Power Party. The Gyeongnam Provincial Police sent investigators to the complex to search the Public Information Division and the ENG camera content room starting at 10 a.m. Tuesday. The provincial police said searches were also being carried out at locations outside the government complex. Earlier, the police launched an investigation into 9 people, including officials in Park's election camp and current and former provincial government employees, related to the alleged dissemination of false propaganda. On May 29th, the Provincial Election Commission filed a complaint with the prosecution after someone who'd worked for Park's camp said provincial employees had instructed them to make deepfake and other illegal AI content to damage the reputation of Park's opponent, Kim Kyung-soo. The South Korean economy has grown 1.8% in the first 3 months of the year on the back of an export boom led by semiconductors and a sharp increase in investment in facilities. According to provisional data from the Bank of Korea on Tuesday, the gross domestic product rebounded from negative growth of 0.1% in the fourth quarter of 2025 to 1.8% in the first quarter of 2026. The January to March growth rate is the highest in 5.5 years since the third quarter of 2020, when it posted 2.3%. Exports jumped to 5.9% in the first quarter, led by semiconductors and other IT products, the highest figure in 66 months. And investment in facilities rose by a 5-year high of 6.6% amid increases in machinery and transport equipment. Nominal GDP growth, meanwhile, reached 10.5% between January and March, marking its sharpest increase in 50 years, primarily due to major improvements in the profits of the country's exporters. The government has pledged to bring down the suicide rate among the country's young people by implementing pan-government prevention measures that include reinforcement of mental health education and the reduction of factors that contribute to suicide deaths. At a press briefing on Tuesday, Education Minister Choi Kyo-jin vowed to curb the youth suicide rate from 8 out of every 100,000 in 2024 to 6.5 out of 100,000 by 2030 and 4.2 out of every 100,000 by 2035. The ministry plans to increase classes on social-emotional education from the current 6 to 17 and bolster suicide prevention education, as well as physical education and arts classes designed to facilitate students' emotional recovery. Schools will increase programs linked to students' career paths, and support centers outside schools will offer more student counseling. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 612.52 points, or 8.18% on Tuesday, to close at 8,096.93. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ gained 56.42 points, or 6.19%, to close at 967.81. That's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Eileen Cahill.